This would be a good time to put your phone on silent or to put on vibrate for you don't interrupt the meeting. I would appreciate it. We're going to call the meeting to order. Mr. Alons, could you lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I believe we had a roll call taken. As most of you maybe know, Mr. Minner is in the hospital. He had a very slight stroke. He's doing very good. They think he's going to be 100%, so I went and visited him. I think Kelly was there yesterday when I was there, so he's doing very good, has very high spirits. Mr. Dodd's son is in the hospital, and Chris Novosich's father is in the hospital. So all three of those, things go in threes, so they're all excused today. So that's the roll call. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes for the May 20th meeting?
Yes,
Ms. Hawkins.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the
We have a motion.
Meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second on the question. All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We're waiting for a couple of team members on one of the teams coming in. So what we're going to do is we'll have our speaker, Mr. Danny Holliday, if you would like to come down. And give you the rules on the way down. Take your time. You have 3 minutes to speak. After you spoke for 2.5 minutes, you hear me do this on a gavel, and then you have 30 seconds to finish. And if you have anything in writing you want to give to county clerk, we will make sure it's put in the minutes. And if I'm not mistaken, you're Doc Holliday's brother. So I just want to mention that also.
My big brother.
Big brother. I want to talk to you about rumors about Doc, so you know we'll talk about that after the meeting. I need to go right over there. And you have 3 minutes, and I won't start the clock until you start talking.
Can I stand here facing this way?
Yes.
I know we're off. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Chairman Dunston, distinguished members of the board, to my big brother, Michael Doc Holliday, it is an honor and a privilege to be here to take a part of what makes America so great. I'm here because I'm concerned about the issue of transgender status that I understand will be voted on today. I'd originally come in hoping to request that this bill would be put on the table and evaluated. It is my understanding that initially this information was not all in the packet that went out. It had been my understanding that Mr. Gibbons had not been talked to or spoken to about this. But I have serious issues with this gender problem. I've been involved in this fight for about 3 years. And there's a movement in this nation to push on the majority of the people of this country a sexual agenda that is contrary to over 94% of the population. And the people, you know, I don't understand the 10th Amendment. The states gave authority to the federal government. All authority not given to the federal government by the states reverted back to the state and the people. I believe the people of Madison County, regardless of whether it's the state, the nation, the president, the Congress, the people need to have an opportunity to voice their opinion. Because nothing in the Constitution of the United States of America gives officials the right to circumvent God-given rights given to us by the Declaration of Independence. In the Declaration of Independence, it lets us know that we get our rights from God, not from the local government, not from the county board, not from the state government, but from God.
You have 30 seconds.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, dividing their just powers from the consent of the governed. We are ignoring the people that you and others have taken an oath to listen to and abide. No, President.
I'm going to have to cut you off because your time is up. If you have anything in written remarks, we would put them on the with the clerk. Do you have anything written down that you want to put on
the
record?
I do. I prefer. I'll bring you something.
Okay.
I thank you. I thank the board very much for an opportunity to
okay,
come
thank
here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I think we're still waiting for a couple members of the team. Go ahead and do correspondence.
Chairman, we have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding an agreement for engineering services. A letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding a material proposal for rock salt. We have the monthly reports of the county clerk, circuit clerk, and recorder. We have the jail population report of the sheriff and the monthly investment report of the treasurer.
That's pretty much it. And let's go ahead and do the appointments real fast.
Chairman, appointments for the month of June. Morrow Public Water District, James Napier is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of William Papa Jr., who has resigned. The Wood River Levee and Drainage District, Gary Osborne is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Jeff Davis, who has resigned, effective July 1, 2015. Margaret Weber is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Dennis R. Weber, who has resigned, effective June 27, 2015.
Can I have a motion for those? We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second
on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Before you want to make your announcement?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make sure to bring to everyone's attention that tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. here in the Madison County Boardroom, we will be having the next in our series of Madison County Heroin Task Force meetings, and we will be hearing from our main speaker, Randy Malin, who is involved with the Illinois Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. This is a very important tool that we use to track people who are doctor shopping and try to prevent misuse of prescriptions. So anyone who's interested and available, I encourage you to attend. If you'd like, I brought a flyer for anybody. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. If I can have the Edwardsville County Board members to please come down. I know Mr. Minner is not here today. Brenda. And, we have the Highland Bulldogs here also. I want to do the Edwardsville first. If we can do the Edwardsville first. Edwardsville track team. I hope this is okay having the Tigers and the Bulldogs in the same area. As many riots to
like
out.
Put money down.
I mean, legally.
You mean Monopoly?
Monopoly.
Very nice. You set them down in.
For what it's worth, I was a track and cross-country person, and I always like to tell my story. Now, you young men probably don't remember, but you all remember Craig Virgin? You know who Craig Virgin was? I was a sophomore, and he was a senior, and I ran a two-mile race, eight laps, and I finished right behind him, or he finished right behind in front of me, probably where Tom McCray is. He was one lap ahead. and that is a very true story. You know.
So. That was good.
But that's a very true story. I'm going to have, where's Ann? Ann, what are you doing way down there? Come on down. We're going to do this a little bit different. You read a couple of lines. I'm going to have each one of the board members that represent part of Edwardsville read part of this.
Great. So starting here.
Yep.
Whereas Edwardsville High School recently completed its 2015 season, and whereas the Tigers excelled throughout the season with strong performances in individual meets, relays, and conference and state tournament competitions, and
Whereas after winning the Madison County and Southwestern Conference track meet titles, the team advanced to the state finals. And whereas the squad consisted of a very talented group of players and coaches, and his performances at the state finals resulted in a team championship, and
whereas the Madison County Board recognizes Coach Chad Lacatus, the assistant coaches and the Tigers for their hard work and commitment that has brought their school and community this honor.
Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes Edwardsville High School Tigers for an outstanding season and being named the 2015 Class 3H State Track and Field Champions.
And this is adopted this 17th day of June, 2015, signed by myself as the Madison County Board Chairman, and we have Debbie Ming Mendoza as our County Clerk. Ms. Gorman, would you put this in motion?
Motion to approve.
Approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Goggin. On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Chad, the coach, I'm going to have you speak real fast, but congratulations. It's very unusual that we have two teams from two different high schools come in on the same day, and it's great when we have people that have become champions, and you both teams are going to be acclaimed. I appreciate you both being here today, but we're very proud of Madison County, of all you young men, for doing what you did. And I'm going to have you speak, and if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on the line. I'm going to have you introduce your members.
Sure.
And, boy, I hope you don't miss any names.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I can get winded at times, and I know you guys got a busy schedule, but I've got about a 20-minute presentation here. You guys have PowerPoint that we can
give me my hammer.
Just joking. I just want to thank you for this opportunity to recognize the Madison County, to recognize us, our team, our staff. I also like to thank District 7 Board and Superintendent Dr. Hightower. I know he's transitioning out. Dr. Dennis Cramsey, the principal, and Brad Beavis, the athletic director, for giving me the opportunity to be the head coach at Edwardsville High School and to allow me to kind of having control of our program and to hire who I would like on our staff. With that said, this wouldn't be possible without great coaches and believing in one goal. And so I'll just kind of go down the line here. Next to me, I have Kerry Bailey. He's our jumps coach and long jump, triple jump, high jump coach. Then I have Kevin Visaki. He's our pole vault coach. Both these two guys are volunteer coaches, so they put in a lot of time throughout the season, starting back in December with winter conditioning, and a lot of time that goes into it because it's a long season. Next to Kevin, I have Coach Alec Holler. Alec Holler is my hurdle coach. He helps with the sprint relays as well. I have a couple other coaches on staff. Coach Patrilak, he's my distance coach. He is not here. And Coach Martin, he's the head football coach. He's not able to attend as well. But moving down the line, I have a senior, Renee Perry. Renee Perry was an all-state 4x1 and 4x2 guy this year. He ended his career with 9 state medals, including team medals as well. So he's a very decorated track and field athlete at Edwardsville High School. He is going on to Illinois State, where he's going to continue not only his education but his athletic career as well. Next to him, we have DJ Harlan. DJ was an all-state 4x4 runner for us. He is just a sophomore, so we look for big things for him in the future. To his right, we have Matt Grebe. Matt Grebe was an alternate for our sprint relays, and he's a hurdler, sprinter-type kid, but he's just a sophomore, so we expect big things at him as well. Up next, we have Matt Swanson. Matt Swanson is just a freshman, so he's a sprinter, does some hurdling, and we may mix around with some other events for him as we move forward because he's still just a puppy. Moving down, I think we have Jack Lever. Jack Lever is a senior. He was on the 4x4 team with Renee Perry. They actually set the school record on Friday, ran a 3:19:30, and then they qualified, obviously, for Saturday and placed 7th place. But Jack Lever is going to go to the Ohio State, so he's going to be a Buckeye next year. He is not going to be competing, but he wants to go into business. So anyway, those are the guys that we have here. We have a lot of other athletes that helped us accomplish something that the high school has not accomplished on the boys' side, the first state championship in track and field. We scored a school record of 55 points at the state meet, which is pretty tough to do. We had 12 events competing on Saturday. We scored in the 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, 800, 110s, 300s, high jump, long jump, shot put, and discus. We had two state qualifiers in the 3,200-meter run, and we had one individual state champion that's not here. His name is Fontes Davis. He went 23 feet, 6 inches. First state individual champion that we've had since Stephen Pfeiffer 12 years ago. So anyway, I just wanted to thank you guys for this opportunity again to recognize us and our school and our program and what we accomplished this year.
The only time you go and see a Highland Bulldog clap for the Edwardsville team. You know, I have to give you credit. If I could have all you young men come down, and we're going to get a picture taken real fast with you with the plaque. See if we can get everybody in there. Yeah. Are anybody cross-country runners? Anybody from cross-country? Okay. Got another little funny little story. I'm out on the...
Now you beat?
Yeah.
Did you beat?
No, this is even worse. No, Craig was one lap ahead, but true story, I was on a bike trail. And I was going up a hill, mind you, on a bike, and the Edwardsville cross country team passed me up. They were on a bike trail running, so that's another embarrassing story. We can just have one of you hold this. Appreciate you coming.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Coach. Thank you. Now, second but not least, we have the Highland Bulldogs. If I can have the Bill Maher, I believe, represents Highland, Judy Kuhn, if you can come up here. I have to be honest with you. This is hard for a Triad Knight to give the Highland Bulldogs an award, but we'll do that today. When you're in school, there's a lot of things there. So if I can have the Highland group come on over. And we have a resolution that's going to honor the Highland School 2015 Illinois High School Association State Baseball Championship. If I can have you read just maybe the first three things
sure.
there, and I'm going
to
have Bill follow. Oh, Kelly? Yeah, Kelly, come on up.
Okay.
I have like three people from Highland in my
school. Okay, well, we're going to have you up here too. Just do like the first three,
okay.
And then they'll do one each.
Okay.
Hey guys, come on down over here on this side too.
Come on down.
Come on down around.
Whereas Highland High School recently completed in 2015 season, and whereas the Bulldogs excelled throughout the season with a 28-13 record, and whereas the team advanced to the Illinois 3A State Baseball Championship game, where it prevailed with a 7-6 victory over LaGrange Park Nazareth High School in the championship game, and
whereas the Madison County Board recognizes Coach Joe Hawkins, his assistant coaches, and the buildings and the Bulldogs for their hard work and commitment to that has brought their school and community this honor.
Now, therefore, be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes the Highland High School Bulldogs for an outstanding season, and being named the 2015 3A Illinois High School Association State Baseball Champions.
And this is adopted this 17th day of June, signed by myself, the County Board Chairman, and Debbie Ming Mendoza, the County Clerk. I would move for its adoption.
So moved.
Is there a second? We have a second. All in favor by sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Once again, I want to congratulate Joel. Back here, you hiding out.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, once again, it's unique to have two schools here having state championships, and we're thrilled to have both of you here today. And I'm going to give you a minute to say a few words, and you really got a tough job. You got to remember everybody's name.
Oh, man.
So go ahead and say a few words, and then we're going to try to get a picture taken.
Well, I don't know what there is to say, except this kind of came unexpected. We lost a few games during our regular season, and we began our playoff run. We actually finished the season with four consecutive losses. That's a good way to get ready to win a state championship right there. And the boys were ready, though. We got some nice breaks along the way, very fortunate. But there was a determined, very stubborn bunch right here. Made a lot of great plays, did a lot of really nice things. And we're very proud of our community. We love being from a community that loves its young people. And that's what Highland is. And so it's a great honor to stand in front of you today as a state champion of the state of Illinois from Highland. All right, so let me introduce. Is that what you want? All 612 members of this team. Right over here is Tyler Kimmel. This is Jordan Smith. Jarrett Dubach, right here. This is Pete Baumgartner. Seth Litjohn. Tyler Pollard. Will Greenwald. Kyle Schmidt. Griffin Wells. Nick Schmollinger, right there. Grant Geppert is to his right. Trent Carriger, who can do a double backflip after we win. It's really impressive. You should see it. Step forward, next guy. I can't see you. Mike McGill is the next guy. Next gentleman, step forward. Chris Dickman. All right. Chris is flanked by Matt Beyer. And then we have Andrew Winning, which is a nice name to have on your team, by the way. There's Sam Green. And next comes Matt Augustine. And he has Cody Bentledge on his right. And Jimmy Smith is over there also to his right. And I think all the way over is assistant coach Sam Weber. This constitutes the 2015 Illinois Class 3A State Champion Highland Bulldogs. Thank you for having us today.
Actually, don't have any funny stories, but my first cousin pitched in Major Leagues, Jerry Royce from St. Louis. That's my first cousin. But I can't tell you, Rick Fasson back here at the County Yarder, he used to be the best bench warmer they had in the softball league, so I just wanted to mention that too. If I could have you all try to come forward, and we try to get a picture taken real fast? Coach, you want to get up here, and I'm going to get a plaque? Can we
squeeze in
come
front on. Of the podium, back behind, wherever we can.
Thank you.
Great job, guys.
Coach, get you in the middle. Some guys could go in the back, even circle around the back way.
Yep, go behind right there.
I'll photograph Bill Meyer at the end.
Come on, boys.
Not to be shy.
Keep going.
No, you're fine. There
you go. Okay, come on. Come here. Just stop.
Come here.
Just stop. I wanted to check it out.
Maybe they told them all where they
are. They did, I'm sure.
They look sharp.
Every one of those kids has khaki shorts.
Good, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Back that way.
Thanks for the team. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it is.
Deep squad recruits.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Can I make a motion? We don't allow Chairman Dunston to make any personal comments from this day forward. But how quickly you forget, in 2011, we had the women's 1A, 2A, and 3A state champion soccer teams here in June, Granite City, Triad, and Marquette. So I didn't want you to forget that.
That's true. Okay, we'll start
also,
the agenda.
I'm sorry, I was going to say the Bulldogs were here in 2008 also, state champions.
Good. We're not forgetting anyone. Get them. Finance, Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner. Mr. Minner is not here. Ms. Gorman, could you bring that in, please?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. We have three items to bring to your attention and move for adoption. The Finance and Government Operations Committee has, number one, a summary report of claims and transfers. Number two, an immediate emergency appropriation 2015 to CAC-1 grant. And number three, an immediate emergency appropriation 2015 IVP arrest grant. And I move for your adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Yes. We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Gorman?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. County Institutions Committee, Mr. Petrillo.
Mr. Chairman, fellow members, I'd like to make a motion to submit and place on file the Madison County Historical Museum Library Progress Report for July 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2014.
Okay. Second.
We will do that. Okay, thank you. That's on record. Grants Committee, Mr. Ballone, if you could bring in both D and E, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow county board members. I am going to bring in D3 separately.
Okay.
We have a resolution authorizing submission of the fiscal year 2015 Community Development Action Plan. Have a resolution authorizing the operation of the Illinois Rental Housing Support Program. And under E, we have a resolution authorizing the approval of a vendor for out-of-school youth programming in Bond County for the Madison County Employment and Training Department. We have a resolution authorizing approval of a vendor for out-of-school youth programming in Madison County for the Madison County Employment and Training Department. And a resolution authorizing approval of a vendor in the school youth programming in Madison County Employment and Training Department. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion.
Hello.
Is there a second? We've got a second. On the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Mr. Malone, if you could just bring it in, and we'll have somebody else make the motion on number three.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. D3 is a resolution authorizing a home program funds to the Alton Housing Authority. I support this project, but I am the chairman of the Alton Housing Authority, so I am going to abstain on this resolution.
I so make that resolution, Chair.
We have motion from Mr. Holliday. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. And Mr. Malone will abstain. Ms. Tracy?
That's the only one I have.
And Ms. Clasper?
Yes, I'm trying.
Yeah. She's trying real hard.
Real hard.
You got to vote first.
Probably two more.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Personnel and Labor Relations Committee, Ms. Roosevelt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to get into that. We just have one resolution for tonight. It's a resolution amending the Madison County Personnel Policy Handbook. It was signed by all members of the committee that were present, and I ask for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Goggin. On the question.
Some questions?
Yes. Okay, Mr. McRae, and then we'll come back to you, Mr. Masson.
My question is, does our language that we're adopting into the handbook, is it verbatim to what the state of Illinois? My understanding is that it is the legal language that's used by the state of Illinois to, non-discrimination, right, against, we don't discriminate against anybody, but is this verbatim a reflection of the state of Illinois?
The language that's added is adopted, it's taken from the Illinois Human Rights Act. We're using the language that they use.
Well, taken from it, I mean, but is it a, and did we just cut and paste or a cent?
Our section is not, we didn't take the entire paragraph from the Illinois Human Rights Act, but we're using the same terms as are used in the Illinois Human Rights Act. So we're not adopting anything new or adding anything. We're simply reflecting the terms that are required by Illinois law for, through the Human Rights Act.
Okay. So, okay. So it,
if you go and read the section of the Illinois Human Rights Act and you read our policy book, they're different. It's different stuff because we're a personnel policy handbook, but the terms and the categories that we're using are the same categories and terms.
Okay. Yeah.
We haven't added any new categories that are not already included in the law and required by the law.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Madison?
Mr. Gibbons, so you have scrutinized.
Could you speak into mic?
Have you scrutinized this? It sounds like you have. Have you approved this yourself?
I was not given a copy of this until today.
It was made. It was brought to my attention that you were the state's attorney was supposed to scrutinize this and give his approval for that.
It was given to me, just within the hour.
All right. It's if this was part of the 2005 Human Rights Act, it was also brought to my attention that we have actually already adopted that completely. Is this different at all from that? It is a new
language. I would have to go back and read the entire thing. I just briefly reviewed it.
Okay. I would suggest that we table this and do a little bit more diligence on it to make sure that we're doing this correctly. And if we've already adopted it, then we don't need to do anything.
Well, the two additional parts of language that were added in are just, I would say it is smart to have our policy handbook reflect as accurately as possible and correctly the categories that against which we shall not have, which we shall prohibit discrimination. And if we fail to do that, we can open ourselves up to legal liability. Exposing the county to increased liability costs our taxpayers money. So we're not adding anything or making any substantial changes.
It's my understanding that the 2005 Human Rights Act already includes gender identity, and in our written policy, as it's given to us, the terminology sex, sexual orientation has already in there, which should cover transgender.
To me,
it's redundant language.
Well, whether or not you may feel from that it's a redundant language, those two initial categories that you mentioned do not cover the third, which is being added. Under the statute, they don't.
Mr. Malone?
I have the website from the Department of Human Rights, and I'm concerned about lawsuits because it does say sexual orientation, including gender identity. The Illinois Human Rights Act prohibits discrimination with respect to employment, financial credit, et cetera, sexual orientation, including gender identity.
Okay.
So my concern is the county runs the risk of a lawsuit. I understand people's concerns with the language, but I'm concerned about the taxpayers footing a bill for a lawsuit.
That's exactly what this is for.
All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
No. No.
Okay. Ayes have it. Okay. Personnel and Relations Committee, Ms. Roosevelt. We did that. Planning Development Committee, Mr. Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Resolutions, Zoning Board of Appeals, findings and facts and recommendations for May 28, 2015 and June 4, 2015, with the exception of Z150057, which was withdrawn by the applicant. Resolution to refund plumbing inspection fee for Tom Colser on building permit number B150369. I so move.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Got a second on the question. Roll call.
You're up, baby.
Lisa? Motion carry. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes?
Cook?
Yes.
I thought there was a motion on the floor to table.
It was not seconded. There was no second.
There was a discussion, and I would have seconded it.
Well, you didn't second it, so, I mean, the vote was carried, so I'm sorry, but there was not a second on the floor. I would not have even discussed it. So, I mean, the votes were even taken. It did not get a second.
I have a question on it also. I had a lot of phone calls on this, and I wanted to vote no. Why was it not done by roll call?
Because unless you can do it as a voice vote, you wasn't spending money. When you vote on things, if you spend money, you have to have a roll call vote. If you don't spend money, you don't have to have a roll call vote. Okay. Public Safety Committee, Ms. Glasper.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. Your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file.
We will do that. Mr. Tricano, if you bring in Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, Public Safety Correction, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has a property trustee resolution. I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Okay. On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has 5 resolutions for your approval this evening, the first being the prevailing wage resolution, 2, a resolution providing for the participation in the comprehensive transportation planning under the East-West Gateway Coordinating Council, 3 is a request for a speed study on various roads in Madison County, 4 is a report of bids for the de-icing salt, and 5 is a report of bids awarding contract to Pocahontas Road in Madison County. It's signed by all members of the board who were present at the meeting, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I think, okay, on the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simmons?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the March 18th meetings for the Health Board, Ms. Hawkins?
Yes, I make a motion to approve those
We
minutes.
Have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Holliday.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the activity report be placed on file as presented.
We will do that.
Also, Madison County Health Department is beginning its 5-year community health assessment process for all people who live in or work in Madison County, Illinois. Please complete the survey and encourage Madison County family, friends, neighbors, and co-workers to complete the survey by visiting. And I have some pamphlets here that I'm going to pass out to everyone who would like to have this. Good. Also, let your voice be heard. We have a photo voice project. This Madison County Health Department wants to hear from you. You take photos of things that make it difficult to be healthy or to live in a healthy lifestyle in Madison County, Illinois. These photos can be taken in your community, school, your workplace, or home. Send photos to photovoice@county.madison.il.us. For each photo, include description of why you choose this image, how it is challenged to health, the zip code, and general location. Again, I have both of these, all of this information on these cards. Anyone interested, I'll give it to them after the meeting.
Okay, appreciate it. You want to make a motion to adjourn?
So move.
We have a motion and a second.
Second.
All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you. Aye.